Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second, the left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting third, the DH, George Brett. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth, the catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris Haney. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second, the right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third, the center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth, the DH, Chris Hoyles. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth, the first baseman, David Sehgi. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gwynn strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mussina fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt juggles the ball. That's an error on Hyatt. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds moves to third. McLemore moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hoyles is walked intentionally. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hammonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jose hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Joyner moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gagne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Joyner scores. Jose moves to third. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Phil Hyatt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose scores. Gagne scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Jose Linda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tackett for a passed ball. Hyatt moves to second. Jose Linda is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lind strikes out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewlett strikes out. One out. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tackett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett strikes out. One out. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Joyner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. McLemore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 1. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hyatt strikes out. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyles moves to third. Hammonds moves to second. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Segui is 0-for-1 in the game. Segui strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. Tackett strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Devereaux, who is chasing the ball. Gwynn reaches third base with a triple. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gwynn tags and scores. 1 out. It's 4-2, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hyatt. McLemore moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McLemore moves to third. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McLemore scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Mills covering, for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Gordon now pitching. Gary Gaetti now playing third base. Jeffrey Hammonds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seghi is 0 for 2 in the game. Seghi hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Gwynn. Seghi reaches second base with a double. Hewlett moves to third. Brady Anderson pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson hits a line drive towards the mound. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McLemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. Seghi scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 5-4, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lynn fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Brady Anderson now playing left field. Alan Mills now pitching. Mark McLemore now playing second base. Chris Hoyles now catching. Jeffrey Hammond. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae bunts towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lind moves to second. Jim Poole now pitching. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for Chris Gwynn. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Lind moves to third. McRae moves to second. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Joyner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds now playing left field. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hammonds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Hammonds reaches second base with a double. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Froworth now pitching. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0-for-3 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Brent Main pinch runs for Mike McFarlane. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Olson now pitching. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Jose Lind. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Main moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Main scores. Gagne scores. It's 6-5, Royals. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Rico Rossi now playing second base. Billy Brewer now pitching. Brent Main now catching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Segui is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Segui hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 6, Orioles, 6. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Greg Olson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Olson strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Orioles 6. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Joyner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Joyner strikes out. One out. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maine for the out. McReynolds moves to third. Brett moves to second. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jose is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jose hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. Brett scores. Jose moves to second. It's 8-6, Royals. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Jose moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 4 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.